This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of Missouri's new laws.
House Committee substitute for House Bills 85 and 310.
House Bill 85 and 310 establishes the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which creates additional protections to the right to bear arms. Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield handled the measure in the upper chamber, which was heard in the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee on March 30th.
When we have this issue on the floor, we will be able to remind people about all of the effort that has already been done to make accommodations for law enforcement.
When the proposal was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 13th, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City introduced an amendment intended to fix an unintended consequence of a law enacted in 2016.
This is a legitimate attempt to remedy an error, to fix a problem, and to help keep people safe.
Ultimately, the amendment did not go on to the legislation. Senator Burleson says federal law that violates House Bill 85 and 310 should not be enforced.
You know, in the United States, we use firearms, they're a tool, and they're used for different reasons. This includes for many hunting, especially in Missouri. It's for use for self-defense very often. It's used for sport as well. And although these are great reasons to use firearms, is not why this right is listed and enumerated as a sacred right in our Constitution.
Also during discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis says this comes after several changes have been made to rules overseeing firearms.
When I think about this, and you're talking about tyranny, and you mention a whole bunch of, you know, legislators, some of whom are still here, that you guys coalesced together to come up with this legislation, I'm asking for that same help or same passion.
Supporters say this new law is needed because of what they consider a growing call to make sweeping changes they believe would adversely affect a person's right to bear arms. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville co-sponsored Senate Bill 39, which was the Missouri Senate companion to House Bill 85.
That sort of mindset that you can just kind of throw whatever amendment you want to the side to further your political agenda is just appalling to me.
But opponents counter by saying no such move to end the Second Amendment is underway. Senator Jill Troop of Creve Coeur says she believes this new law will set a bad precedent.
As if we don't have some of the loosest gun laws in the nation, my colleagues believe that Second Amendment protections are necessary in this state. And what they also did not do was allow for the amendment, which makes sure that convicted abusers cannot have access to a gun. They made sure that amendment did not pass.
Because of an emergency clause, House Bill 85 and 310 took effect upon the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.